This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
This is going to be, how do you put it, luxurious?
Yes, luxurious, that's the word. I've made a coconut cake and I'm going to fry this, right? So fried cake.
Fried
and
cake.
And we're going to do it with peaches, whiskey and a wee bit of smoked salt. So smoked salt brings out the sweetness in peaches, which it would need to because they taste like turnips. But no, they don't.
That's
actually.
They're not too bad.
I've had them sitting in there.
Sometimes they're like apples. So a wee bit of smoked salt brings out the taste of the peaches.
Yes, So we've got a wee bit of butter in here first. I'll take a bit of that out, actually.
Taking butter out?
I just thought, I know, John, yeah.
Are you all right?
And then cake in. Buttery fried cake. But I'm not, do you know what, but I'm not going to do...
If you're a health professional listening to this today, look away now.
But it's okay, because you could, I could have done the peaches with ice cream, and this is probably the same. We're not having cream with this.
Okay.
So that's right. You can pass me that wee spatula.
It's a balanced diet.
That's it. So we just want to fry this off. Look, and see, and the lovely thing is, you see that nice butter?
Mm-hmm.
That warm sort of brown butter?
Cake is soaking all that up.
It is, yeah.
And do you want your cake to be crispy then?
No, it's just, no, definitely not, John. I think we just want the cake to just...
A bit more juice in it.
A wee bit more juice, right. And we'll put this into our bowl here.
So is coconut cake one of those things? Like, would I remember... I have a vague childhood memory of maybe making coconut cake at home.
Desiccated coconut. And now, I just did it with desiccated coconut. I soaked it in boiling water to go up before I put it into the cake. So it kind of fluffs
so
up. Re-desecrated. Yeah. Right, so then, this is probably why I took the butter out of that last wee bit, because we're going to start and do a kind of a sauce for the peaches. So butter again. Not just...
So this is like a wee sauce just to set the peaches in.
I'm going to
cook
the peaches in this. And then brown sugar. Dark brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to cook that down, John, just to, until the butter melts. So nice, and keep the pan nice and hot.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving, right. And then the peaches. Don't worry about the skins because you'll need the roughage. And then... Like, that's okay. And then this is smoked salt, smoked sea salt. I know. So it's a wee bit of... Have you smelled that now? So just, honestly, like, literally a pinch of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be a massive...
Do you always, if you put a wee bit of sugar in, put a bit of vinegar
in, or put something into honey and vinegar, salt.
That's
it. Lovely.
Salt and sugar.
Can you smell that now?
It just smells... Delicious, and the peaches are kind of browning.
We've got a gas cooker, so we'll take that off the heat a wee bit. Just a wee splash of whiskey, not too much now, just so. Because actually, there's nothing worse, you know, than an over alcohol. You smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was a capful, really, wasn't it?
A thimble.
I think sometimes people think, I have to put loads of alcohol in it, and it's
kind of destroys it.
Does actually. So just and actually at this stage you don't have to put the alcohol in, but it just gives it a nice, you get that lovely sort of smoky smell from the whiskey nearly too.
And you've that lovely orange colour of the peaches and the red skin bubbling away in that brown, sugary, smoky, salty whiskey liquid.
And that's it. That's it done. So because you've just got that nice sort of creamy sauce there. So we'll just take our peaches and just spin them on top of the cake. There we are, just pile those up on top. And then you see that nice bit of sauce there. Just, you could have that with cream, but I honestly don't think it's going to need it.
No.
Or you could have it with ice cream. We'll do that as a serving suggestion.
Don't gild the
lily. No, we'll have that as a serving suggestion. Uh-huh. Right, and that's our...
So what is it, pan-fried peaches? Or
peaches in it. And they've got smoked salt, a bit of whiskey and a nice buttery sauce, and then fried coconut cake.
On a bed of fried coconut.
Wow.
Right, let's get stuck in.
Right, there you are. Look at those peaches, actually. Isn't that lovely? That wee bit of...
Oh, a wee bit of staining off the skin.
Isn't that lovely? They are.
Onto the back of the peaches. Here we go.
If I was going to put a wee drizzle of cream, maybe, but I don't know. What do you think?
You're softening now. No.
No.
Hold firm.
Yes, just was saying no. Say,
that doesn't need anything. Do you know what? That is just to die for. Oh, it's got a wee grain of salt there. You know that lovely
just
wee
bit of crunch, lovely.
Have you something to do?
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Or? You work away now. I look after this. Oh. That's beautiful.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.